turnovers mean so much. If you get the ball, it's hard to lose. Those teams that aren't near as good as the Browns collectively, plus four or better, 50 and 13. Browns, the best at plus 11, are 2-6-1. How bad are the Browns?
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Week 10 kicks off tonight. It is the Panthers traveling to Heinz Field to take on the Steelers. Pittsburgh, a 3.5-point favorite right now on pregame.com. RJ, what is the Vegas perspective on Thursday Night Football?
Here's what we like to do on these big games. Break them down Vegas style, one factor at a time. Open up the velvet curtains, let you see how pros think about handicapping and betting these games. Let's start with Thursdays. Thursdays are a different animal. Big advantage, home team, always on Thursday. It might vary a little more, a little less in given situations. One of the variances, how familiar the teams are with each other. Imagine Pittsburgh-Baltimore playing. Half as much rest, half as much prep time, 3 days instead of the typical six, but they play twice a year. They know each other very well. So that lack of prep time means less. Here, out of conference. If you actually look, these out of conference Thursday games, even a bigger disadvantage for the road team, for Carolina in this case. Why? The teams aren't as familiar. If you have half the time, it's a bigger disadvantage. You might say, wait a minute though. Pittsburgh's not familiar with Carolina and vice versa. Why advantage Pittsburgh? Because they're home. They're waiting. On the other hand, you've got Carolina that has to travel. And that percentage of travel time, if it's getting ready for the trip itself, if it's the trip, if it's being a little less comfortable because you're at a hotel and what meeting room are we going to use? Oh, we got a bus to the facility. Oh, by the way, it's been 8 years since Carolina's been in Pittsburgh. Think about these out-of-conference games. It's every 8 years they play at a certain venue. So no one knows. You know, they're not familiar, Carolina, at all with it. So all of those hours that Carolina has to spend advantage Pittsburgh because each hour means so much more on Thursday. So one advantage Pittsburgh due to the home field on a Thursday, especially out of conference. Number two, Pittsburgh's playing very well. Fez, obviously Big Ben the whole year, and the team has been pretty good. I think even better lately. Le'Veon Bell hasn't really mattered all that much, it would seem. But that defense, the Steelers' defense, so much better than earlier in the year.
Absolutely. The steel curtain since September, RJ, since September ended, they've held every opponent to 21 or fewer points.
So no one scored more than three touchdowns or more than 21 against the Steelers since September.
Correct. And they played some really good offensive teams. They played Atlanta and they played Cincinnati.
So when you think about the Steelers and the defense, the stats, at least the points, look really good that the defense is improving for Pittsburgh throughout this year. Does the film say the same thing? Do you feel like where do you have Pittsburgh right now ranked defensively 1 to 32?
Yeah, so I have Pittsburgh as an above average team now at number 12.
So above average on defense.
Yes.
They're far above average as a team overall. Where do you got Pittsburgh 1 to 32 as a team?
They are my fifth best team in the NFL, and we knew their offense was good, but this defense emergence has really, frankly, come as a surprise to me.
Breaking down Thursday Night Football Vegas style, I'm RJ Bell. All right, so number one, advantage Pittsburgh home on a Thursday. Number two, defense is trending upwards. Number three, I think, is disadvantage Carolina, that they are now a darling of the betting market. Now, every spread tells a story. And this spread says, wait a minute, home field is worth three. So if Pittsburgh and Carolina were even, the line would be Pittsburgh three. What's the line? 3.5. So we're saying Carolina is a smidge better than Pittsburgh. Okay. 2 weeks ago, less than 2 weeks ago, two games ago, Baltimore went to Carolina. So Carolina wasn't on the road. They were at home. Baltimore, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a little better, but let's just say even. Keep it simple. What was the line, Fez, on game day?
Yeah, on game day, we actually saw that
Carolina was favored, or actually a three-point underdog in that game.
Yes, yes.
And so think about that. Home field flips 6 points. So if you're favored by three at home, you're going to be a three-point underdog on the road. So now the idea that Carolina was on the was at home and a three-point dog, now Carolina is on the road against a comparable team, and they're only a 3.5-point dog. That means Carolina has been upgraded in the last 2 weeks, almost 6 points. Let's call it 5.5. Fez, how often, I would say in a given year, if you say, RJ, after the halfway mark of the year, because teams change power ratings a lot early, they haven't settled in. But I'd say even after week six and onward, how many times will any team that's not injury related, because yeah, Tom Brady gets hurt, there's a big downgrade. How many times will any team be upgraded 5 or more points in 2 weeks? I'd say less than once a year.
Yeah, I agree. Just to put things in perspective, Kansas City, as good as the Chiefs have been, I've only upgraded them 5.5 points from the start of the year to their current status.
Now, that's an amazing stat. Kansas City was considered to be a slightly above average team entering the year, correct?
Yes.
And now they're 1, 2, or 3 based on your whoever's rankings. And they've been upgraded from the start of the year till now, how much?
By 5.5 points.
And Carolina's been upgraded 5.5 points in the last 2 weeks. So I think Carolina's been underrated a lot of this season. We've been betting them a lot of this season. The underratedness of Carolina is over. And right now, maybe overrated. Pittsburgh -3.5. I like it. I've bet it. And last factor, motivation means a ton for the Steelers. And they've played a lot of tough games, a lot of motivated games. But this is Thursday night in front of the world. And Pittsburgh's especially good in primetime games. So, RJ Bell, I like, and I've bet, Pittsburgh -3.5.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Tis the season for the best college football team versus the worst NFL team conversation. RJ, what does Vegas make of this yearly tradition?
It's an annual tradition. I enjoy it. You know, a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, here we go again. It's like, come on. If you're complaining about this, you got a pretty good life. But today, Sports Illustrated talked about it. The Herd was talking about it. Alabama, a historically good team, how would they fare against the Bills, who are consensus worst NFL team? Now, there was a sports book in Vegas that said, oh, the Bills would be favored by 28. Now, hey, there's different opinions. I've done a lot of work on this over the years because people are interested, talked to many bookmakers, talked to many bettors, also making adjustments for this year. And my number, consensus Vegas number, is Bills would be favored by 17 over this Alabama team. So maybe it's 17, maybe it's more. Not many people think it's less. So there's no debate. It's not now. On any given Sunday or Saturday, who knows? If they played 1,000 times, think the Bills would lose more than zero. All that said, though, 17 makes it clear it's not a competitive game between the worst NFL team, in this case the Bills, and the best college team, in this case Alabama. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. Brad, it is interesting, though, you've got Bama as the best team this decade. As in the last 10 years, you've been doing power ratings. Bama's the best.
No question about it. By about 3 points. So even by some margin. It's not like they're barely above the Alabama team from 2 years ago. No, Alabama this year, at least 3 points better than any team in college football last 10 years.
And so it's paradoxical. On one hand, Bills would be a clear favorite over Alabama. But that said, the Bills are a typical worst team in the NFL, meaning the Browns last year were about as good. Browns, worst team in the NFL last year, about as good as the Bills this year. So on one hand, you've got a consistent, generic, bad NFL team. On the other hand, you have a historically good college team, and it's still 17. So, yes, that's less than it would typically be, but it's still NFL by 17. Last point on this. Fez, what would the line be if the Bills played, and this is assuming a neutral field, right? No home field advantage either way on all these games. If the Bills played the Rams on a neutral this week, what would the line be?
16.5.
Ooh, now think about that. The distance between the best NFL team and the worst NFL team is about 17 points.
Yes.
And the distance between the worst NFL team and the best college team is about 17 points. That is fascinating.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Here on Straight Outta Vegas, this is a weekly tradition, and it's called this.
Now, Trends of the Week on Straight Outta Vegas.
And we'll start in college football. RJ, what are Vegas's Trends of the Week in college football?
Yeah, so in the Tennessee-Kentucky game, in about a half hour, we have an exclusive best bet from Clay Travis. You've got a big trend in that Tennessee-Kentucky. Brad Powers.
So this week, Kentucky, 5.5-point favorite over Tennessee. So if you want to bet Kentucky, obviously you need the Wildcats to win by 6 or more. I got to tell you, Wildcats, Kentucky, haven't won by more than 5 points against Tennessee since 1981. I wasn't even alive then.
Wow. Wow. So we're saying for Kentucky to cover against Tennessee, you got to make some history.
You got to do something that they haven't done in nearly 40 years.
And you actually don't think history is going to be made here.
No, I don't. I think
we're going to do a bonus best bet.
Yeah, in addition to that, I mean, that's a really bad spot for Kentucky. Keep in mind, last week, biggest game arguably in school history. Kentucky wins. They're in the SEC championship game for the first time. The bubble bursts for them. They lose the game against Georgia. Now you got to go on the road to a rival Tennessee, laying a number you're normally not laying in Knoxville. I like Tennessee here.
You like them? You've bet them.
Absolutely.
And the line right now?
5.5.
Okay, so next team, Michigan. You've got a trend on Michigan.
So this week, Michigan is a 39.5-point favorite at Rutgers. Databases go back to 1980, so we're talking nearly 40 years. That proud Michigan program has never been a bigger favorite on the road than what Michigan is this week.
Biggest favorite in modern point spread history.
Yep.
For Michigan. But it still doesn't change this about Harbaugh.
He smells.
We continue on Trends of the Week here on Fox Sports Radio. This time, RJ, we go to the NFL. What are Straight Outta Vegas's NFL Trends of the Week?
Yeah, this is amazing. Green Bay Packers are a 10-point favorite, 9.5 or 10, at home against Miami. Now, our NFL database goes back 30 years. It's the first time ever after the midway point of the season, so you're past the halfway part, that a team below 500, that's Green Bay, is favored by over 9 points or more against a team above 500, Miami. So, Fez, we've been debating this game. Think about that. No time. So we're saying Green Bay must be the best ever under 500 team, or Miami must be the worst ever over 500 team, or Green Bay's laying too much. Which one is it?
Miami's a pretty darn poor over 500 team, but they're really not the most overrated over 500 team in history.
We've been debating this one. Are you starting to come around a little bit that maybe, just maybe, Miami's got some value?
You know, I don't want you to look at me like I'm your crazy uncle at Thanksgiving, but I still think that when that temperature's 35 degrees and they got that Florida team, I'm very reluctant to back them in 30. The cold.
I mean, we are on coast to coast. Imagine how soft Fezzik is that he's saying, oh my gosh, I think the Dolphins, if it's almost freezing, what are they going to do? I mean, Brad, you grew up on a farm. I mean, I'm guessing you've slept in a barn before.
I have. Wow.
So, I mean, how soft is Fezzik?
He's a little soft.
A little. R.J. Bell.
He can bench press 200 pounds, though.
Yeah, well, you know what it is. It's like in the back of those magazines. You remember the old Charles Atlas with the kid getting sand kicked in his face? Fezzik was so soft, it's like, I got to do something about this.
Hey, I sent away. It did not work when I was 12.
R.J. Bell, straight out of Vegas. Last NFL trend for us here. This is amazing. The Browns are plus 11 in turnovers, meaning they've gotten 11 more turnovers than they've given up. That's number one in the NFL. Browns are 2-6-1 straight up. If you take the nine other NFL teams that are plus four or better in turnovers, so the Browns are plus 11, that's the best. There's nine teams plus four or better. So they're in that category of good net turnover. Browns are the best net turnover, 2-6-1. Those other nine teams that are good, when they don't play each other, because obviously one team has to win, one loses, you throw it out. Those teams are 50 and 13 straight up. So what's that telling you? Turnovers mean so much. If you get the ball, it's hard to lose. Those teams that aren't near as good as the Browns collectively, plus four or better, 50 and 13. Browns, the best at plus 11, are 2-6-1. How bad are the Browns?
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.